path through the woods is suited up. The sun is nearly set and the wind is bitter cold. The horse's hoofs go splashing on the muddy roads quite clean. It's evening in the mountains, not a soul is to be seen. The five of us left Holland on the morning 3 days past. We're on our way to Cat's house, but we have to get there fast. For a half a sound through the forest and our lives turn to ice. A pack of wolves emerges with murder in their eyes. Quite far behind us, but they're quickly closing in. The biggest of them leering at us with a hungry grin. There's no way of outrunning them, and so we have to choose which one of us to sacrifice to satisfy. A roll of dice determines who must take one for the team. This Werner who rolls lowest, and so with a hard scream, we throw him off the wagon and we quickly hurry on. And all the other four of us might live to see the dawn. Alas, it seems that Werner wasn't yet enough to feed them all. So once again the wolves are howling with a dreadful call. We roll the dice again, and now Leo's fate is sealed. And lately he jumps off the car to give the wolves their meal. It isn't that much further now as we drive through the night. Come after us, a terrifying sight. Our horses getting tired, and just with a sullen cry, we realize that yet another one of us must die. Now I roll a six, and Christian and Vincent both roll five. They start to argue about which one of them must give his life. They start to fight, but lose their footing and go tumbling down. The wolves devour them, and now I'm left all on my own. And I make a happy jump, but lose my wet balance as the wagon hits a sudden bump. The wolves descend upon me and I think, well, that's a shame. Yes, Cat's house is a lovely place, but just too far away.